Dr. Kit Yates is a mathematical biologist and the author of The Maths of Life and Death. He's also a member of Independent Sage, and he joins me now. Dr. Yates, are these tough measures enough, or do we need to be even tougher?
This is a really good question. It's something we don't really know the answer to at the moment. We're hoping that Tier 4 is going to be enough to bring down cases in the regions where it's being implemented. But actually, because it only came in relatively recently, we don't really have the data to suggest whether it's enough to bring down cases, especially because we've had this Christmas period where reporting's actually changed a little bit. So it's not quite clear yet whether it's going to be enough or not. The hope is yes, but this new strain of the virus is 70% more transmissible than previous strains that we've seen. So it is a huge difference. Yeah, the hope is yes, but the jury's still out.
Of course, and we've been in this phase where there were areas, of course, in the southeast especially, that were under Tier 4, and that's been the case for a few days now, a week now, where there were other areas, and naturally there's going to be borders, so there's going to be in areas and out areas. Is there a concern about people travelling between those areas, and what effect is that likely to be having?
So certainly I've heard lots of anecdotes about people moving across borders to go shopping or to go to the pub. Certainly that's one way to spread or to seed infections to regions which have lower levels currently. I remember when the tiers were last reviewed in response to varied levels across Greater Manchester, Andy Burnham was suggesting splitting the region into two regions, one in Tier 2 and one in Tier 3. With pubs open in Tier 2 but not in Tier 3, it seems like a sort of surefire way to get people to travel from one region which has higher prevalence into a region of lower prevalence.
You just
prevalence.
Go down the road, basically.
Exactly. But actually, I think, you know, at Independent Sage, we're calling for the whole country to be placed in Tier 4, but it's not really because of that. It's because the main reason is because actually, we've been told by Matt Hancock that Tier 3 is not enough to contain the spread of this new variant of the virus. And actually, it doesn't seem to make sense just to let the virus, this new variant, increase in other regions. We know that it's everywhere across the country, so we should be taking action to try to suppress it everywhere if we can.
Of course, and you know, I completely hear that. I think all reasonable people, of course, want to stop this spreading. There is a part in me where my heart sinks, and I imagine a lot of people can relate to that, if we're thinking about the whole country being in a greater degree of restriction. And so I don't want you to sugarcoat this. I just want you to be as blunt as you possibly can. These tougher measures, and the toughest measures we've had so far, so this Tier 4, how long do you think they need to be in place for?
Yeah, first let me say it's absolutely gutting. No one wants to be in this situation where we've got tight restrictions, and you know, the best way to control this virus is to suppress numbers as much as possible, and then to get things like find, test, trace, isolate and support working, so that when people do get tested positive, we track their contacts, we ask them to isolate, and really importantly, we provide them with support to isolate so that people aren't being asked to make difficult choices about whether they go to work and they infect their colleagues, or whether they stay at home but they don't have the money to put the food on the table. So support packages are really, really important. In terms of how long these measures are going to need to be in place, it's sort of an unknown at the moment. But with this new variant that spreads incredibly quickly, we're almost in a foot race now to try to vaccinate people as quickly as possible. And that's really what we've got to focus on to a large degree, is trying to keep levels as low as we possibly can to stop people getting infected, to stop vulnerable people getting ill and then dying, and making sure that we vaccinate as many of those people as possible as quickly as we can.
Kit, this is a really blunt question, but I would love to have an answer to this. What do you think actually needs to be done to get this virus under control right now? What do we need to do?
One of the massive things that we need to start talking about right now is schools and education, because actually it's possible that we can keep the virus under control without schools being open, without universities being open, because we know that they contribute a significant degree to the spread. But actually, in January, schools are slated to go back at the moment, and actually that's a real problem. So we need to be talking about not necessarily closing schools, but actually making sure that there is provision for online learning, making sure that schools are safer places, because people work there, staff and teachers work in these schools, and they need to have a safe place to work in. And so do the students. Actually, there's evidence that these new variants might transmit slightly more easily in younger age groups now. And so this schools are going to be an even bigger problem. We need to be doing things like making sure schools have a winter fuel budget so that they can ventilate properly and that our kids aren't freezing cold in the classrooms. We need to be asking people to wear masks in classrooms, not just in corridors. There's lots of things that can be done, but we need to be doing it and putting those measures in place right now.
Kit, we appreciate your perspective. Thank you so much. Have a good remainder of your holiday season. We